Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Well, we're going to start over in Michigan. That sad shooting. The kid, the 15-year-old kid at Oxford High School, killed four classmates, wounded a teacher and a bunch of other people as well. It's now been announced that there is going to be a third-party review of the school administration and how they handled it. Obviously, the district attorney is the one that's doing the real review. She's bringing criminal charges. Criminal charges against the kid, 15 years old, terrorism, four counts of first-degree intentional homicide, some mandatory life terms. When he's convicted, he goes to jail for life at 15 years old. If he lives to the actuarial expected age of about 85, he'll be in jail for 70 years. He'll be in jail till the year 2091. And his parents were the ones who set him up, and they've been arrested. They were hiding out in an industrial warehouse in an artist's loft. The artist, an immigrant from Poland, said, well, he sort of knew them. He didn't know that they were being looked for. They said they had to do some stuff. He's going to be looked at by the DA as well. But the weakness of the administration, some of the details that have come out are shocking beyond belief. Now, I saw the press conference by the superintendent for the school district. His name is Tim Throne, as in a king's throne, T-H-R-O-N-E. It was the weakest thing I've ever seen. The guy basically got, I mean, if you distilled it down, it was something along the lines of, well, They followed the rules. Well, no, they didn't follow the rules. And secondly, if four students get murdered, you don't just go, we followed the rules. As if you'd follow them again. Very, very weak administrator. Here are the facts that have come out. The night before, he searched for ammunition on his cell phone. When he came to school, he had the loaded 9mm in his backpack, and he had a drawing on his desk of a bullet with the words blood everywhere above it, I mean, above a person who had obviously been shot. This is his drawing. And then he had another one of a gun pointing at the words, my life is useless, the world is dead, the thoughts won't stop. Help me. Now, the teacher who saw it took a picture of it, sent it to the administration, and they called him and his parents in around 10 in the morning. And they said, this is a disturbed kid. We want him to leave. We want him to have therapy and counseling. These parents, by the way, if you've seen them and what they did, they bought this gun for him for a Christmas present. He went to the gun shop and picked it out, and it was loaded, and that's what he brought to school. The administrators who met with him kept arguing with the parents, he needs therapy and so on, and they just grinned and said no. Grinned and said no. Then they sent the kid back to class with his backpack without looking at it, without calling the sheriff or the police chief. A few hours later, he murders four fellow students. Now, when you look at that, they should have called the sheriff or the police immediately, detained him in a room, thrown the parents out of the school, searched his backpack or waited for the police to do it. They would have found a gun and arrested him. And even if he had the gun elsewhere in the school at the time, like a locker, and there was no gun in his backpack, order him to leave the school. Throw him out of the school, for having a drawing of a bullet and a gun pointing at an obviously shot person that says, "My life is useless. The world is dead. The thoughts won't stop. Help me." Tell him to leave. If the parents won't cooperate, tell him to leave. You don't let him stay in the school with that simply because he said it's a drawing of a video game. I mean, you don't have to be a trained teacher, and teachers are trained. It's a profession. They use discretion. It's a very tough profession. But even the average person looking at that in this climate does not let somebody go back into the school. And I'll tell you something. The district attorney said she's looking at further charges. She said that about the parents, and then they arrested them and charged them with felonies that will keep them in jail a long time. Can she charge the school district, the administrators? That is a tougher charge, but it is possible. You don't like to do it. If a kid does something like that, it can be easy, knee-jerk, reflexive to go, "Well, somebody should have done something. I think I will charge them." No, that's not what I'm suggesting. But there was a case in Massachusetts not that long ago, some years ago, where a girl from another country came and was bullied beyond belief by the students in that school. It was disgusting. And the teachers knew about it, didn't do anything to stop it, and she committed suicide. And the ringleaders of the bullying were convicted of felonies, and so were some of the teachers. A teacher has an obligation to step in at some point. A teacher has an obligation when they're shown a picture of a disturbed kid, by a disturbed kid, of a bullet and a gun pointing at a dead person, in words like, "My life is useless." That sounds suicidal. Suicide by murder. Maybe suicide by cop is what he was looking for. "The world is dead. The thoughts won't stop. Help me. Help me." 15-year-old kid. You don't even look in his backpack. You let him take his backpack back into the classroom. You meet with his parents. That was the right thing to start with. And they're sitting there just grinning insolently. And so you let the kid go back to class. And what are you going to do? You call the police. You call the sheriff. They are trained too. And they're trained in things like criminal prosecutions and avoidance of violence. And they would come. They would interrogate the kid with or without the parents there. They would search the backpack. Now you'll say, because you've seen some TV shows, "Well, how can they do that if he doesn't give consent and they don't have a warrant?" There is an exception to warrantless searches where the police can secure an area for their own safety. Very famous case where the police are called somewhere. There's been a shooting. They go in and they say to the guy, "Where's the gun?" And he points over behind a chair and there's the gun. And he tried to suppress that at trial. So they didn't give me my rights. I didn't have to tell them. And the court said no. The police, for their own safety, can secure an area without giving you any rights at all. And that's why Dr. Zainayev, the guy that blew up the Boston Marathon, his brother Tamerlane Zainayev was killed. And this guy got convicted. He got the death sentence. It was overturned by the First Circuit Court of Appeals. The Supreme Court has the case now, and I think they'll reinstate it. He should be executed, frankly, but he did. But in that case, the police and the FBI interrogated him for 2 days without giving him his rights, to find out if there were other bombs planted in the Boston area. There were other Islamic terrorists working with him. Then at the end of 2 days, they gave him his rights and he stopped talking. But the utility of that is you should be able to use that against him at trial. And even if you can't, you can use it to impeach him if he takes the stand and lies. And that is a good way of keeping him off the stand, which they did. With this kid, are you kidding me? A kid with a drawing like that, with those words? Cop sees his backpack. they're going to open that backpack. Believe me, they're going to open that backpack, and they're entitled to. They find the gun, they arrest the kid, and they arrest the parents, and nobody gets killed. Nobody gets killed. Let me tell you something. Educators have a tough job. I have a lot of respect for them. But they can be very timid. They don't have a real knowledge of the law. They're afraid of being sued. They're afraid of this. They're afraid of that. If you have a reasonable suspicion of danger, and they had it here, believe me, call the police. You cannot be faulted for calling the police. That is not actionable. That is required. And in this particular case, if the DA charges some of those administrators with crimes, it's not only open to them to do it, it's mandatory that they do it. When in doubt, call the police. When in doubt, call the police. So now we have this mess over there. He's in jail with his parents. They're in separate cells, and they can't see each other in the same small jail. This is what it ended up in. And it these details are appalling. They are really appalling. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.